coming up.
This is the stuff you see on TV. You don't think this can happen to you, and it does. It does.
For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. A Norfolk, Virginia man has been convicted of murdering his adopted daughter in 2015. Wesley Hatzell was convicted last week of first-degree murder and concealment of a dead body. AJ, or Angelica Hatzell, went missing back in 2015. Her body was found 1 month later. This is reaction from AJ's family and friends soon after her remains were identified.
It's been a long 39 days since Angelica was last seen by her family and friends. The family is deeply saddened by the loss of a daughter, a sister, and a friend.
None of it feels real. This just feels like a terrible nightmare. And just, if it is real, I don't know. I don't even know what to think.
There's a lot of mixed emotions. There's anger. There's a lot of questions.
Questions that I won't get we won't have answers for right now, but in time, I mean, we'll heal, but it's a long road ahead of us.
Pray up to AJ, and she's looking down at us now, and we know that she'll have our backs and that she loves us, and she's gonna look after us now, take care of us.
I'm joined by Allie Weatherton, reporter at 13 News Now, WVEC in Virginia. Allie, thanks for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
Take us back to 2015 when AJ first disappeared.
Yeah, AJ actually disappeared on March 2nd, 2015, so nearly 7 years ago. She was actually home on spring break here in Norfolk, Virginia. She attended Longwood University and was a freshman. She was just home for spring break, going to enjoy some time with her mom and her sister. She actually had three younger sisters, and she just had plans to hang out with her friends and family. And the Monday, she came home the weekend before, and the Monday, her first Monday back home, she disappeared, and nobody ever saw her after that.
And there were obviously very intense search efforts, right? And they lasted for about a month before her remains were found.
Yeah, everybody was looking for AJ. Her family did searches after searches after searches. They had parties of people just going out looking for things. People would find random stuff on the side of the road. One of her friends actually found a piece of her credit card. Somebody else found a pair of shoes and a knee brace on the side of the road. So it kind of seemed like the search was helpful because they were finding things. But unfortunately, they ended up finding her body about 5 weeks later after she disappeared in Southampton County, which is about an hour away from Norfolk.
And so her body was located then about an hour away from where she lived and where she was visiting home at the time, right?
Yeah, her body was actually found behind an abandoned home in Southampton County, which, like I said, is about an hour away from Norfolk, Virginia. And she was found partially clothed, and she was found behind this abandoned home. But there was also like a garage slash shed, and she was found right to the right of that shed. And it was like in a little canal-looking thing. And also, her body was found underneath a piece of plywood.
Let's talk about the cause of death and what the medical examiner determined.
Yeah, the medical examiner actually determined that AJ died from acute heroin poisoning. She had three times the amount of heroin in her body that was a lethal dose. So she had a lot of heroin in her body. Her friends and family said that she never did drugs. She never did heroin. And so that was extremely odd to the family.
Allie, early on, was Wesley Hatzell, her adoptive father, a person of interest in the early going of this investigation?
When police started their investigation, they honestly, I think, believed that AJ disappeared and somebody kidnapped her. But once they started interviewing AJ's mom and AJ's sisters and AJ's stepfather, Wesley Hatzell, I think they started putting the pieces together that this isn't adding up. And this guy's story is changing a lot. And I think that's when they started to say, let's start looking at this guy.
Early on as well, then he was brought in on other charges, right? There were weapons charges eventually and other crimes that put him behind bars.
Yeah, several things. He is actually, before his trial, he is serving 10 years in prison for drug-related charges. So he has an extensive rap sheet. He actually got out of prison in 2010 and then was back in jail in 2018 and has been there ever since. So that is kind of what I know from that.
So Wesley Hassel is eventually charged with murder, and that brings us to 2020 when he is first put on trial for the murder of AJ.
He was charged with first-degree murder, second-degree murder, as well as concealment of a dead body. The 2020 trial actually ended in a mistrial because the attorneys couldn't agree on what information should be told to jurors. So that ended in a mistrial and brought us here to January and February of 2022.
And then, Allie, as this trial got underway, you were actually in the courtroom for all of it, right?
Yep, I was in the courtroom for a full 3 weeks. We heard testimony from several people, including the medical examiner, the detectives that found her, the detectives that worked thousands of hours on this case. We also heard from AJ's mom. We heard from her sister. We heard from her her mom's ex-husband, who practically raised AJ. We heard from a lot of people in the three-week time frame.
And the prosecution stance, tell me if this is more or less what you witnessed inside that courtroom, was that he poisoned her with heroin after abducting her. Is that right?
That is what the prosecution said. They believe that he, Wesley Hassel, kidnapped AJ the day of March 2nd. And then it's a little fuzzy between March 2nd and March 4th. But we do know that Wesley Hassel's GPS was taken the whole way to Southampton County. And the detectives actually ran those GPS records. And they found out that that GPS was actually behind that home in Southampton County where AJ's body was found on March 4th. So between March 2nd, the day she disappeared, and March 4th, we don't really know what happened between those 2 days. But on March 4th, we do know Wesley Hassel went to Southampton County. His GPS shows it. And we also saw that detectives even showed, along with the GPS, they showed his bank records and surveillance video from gas stations on his way to Southampton County.
But on the defense side, they stuck with this story. It was basically a suicide defense. Is that right?
Yeah, that was their theory, that AJ committed suicide. And a few years ago, AJ actually got injured in a soccer accident, and she ended up having headaches for a long time. And her doctor was actually our former governor, Virginia governor, Dr. Northam, Dr. Ralph Northam. He prescribed her a medicine that would help with her headaches. And so the defense argument is this medicine, this prescription drug that Dr. Northam prescribed her, they said that part of that prescription drug, you know, on the label said this could cause depression, suicidal thoughts. And so they were basically saying that they believed that this prescription drug could have caused her to commit suicide.
And he was actually called in to testify. Was that for the prosecution or defense?
He was actually brought in by the prosecution to testify. And Dr. Ralph Northam also said, I don't believe this would have caused her to commit suicide. It was a very low dose. And he said she was a happy girl and that he actually remembered her as his patient because they just kind of bonded over the sports. He said he used to play sports as a kid and she played sports. They had that relationship. And he said he can remember she was always full of life and a happy girl.
And then after 3 weeks or so of testimony and hearing from the prosecution and the defense, the jury didn't take long to come back with the result, right?
Yeah, AJ's family waited about 7 years for this trial. And in 45 minutes, the jury came back and said they believe Wesley Hatzell killed AJ. The verdict was he was guilty on first-degree murder as well as concealment of a dead body.
The judge had actually already removed a charge of second-degree murder.
That is correct. The prosecution, the defense argued that they didn't have enough evidence for the second-degree murder. The prosecution agreed, and the judge did drop that second-degree murder charge.
So Wesley Hatzell, after all this time, convicted, when will he be sentenced?
Yeah, Wesley Hatzell will be sentenced on April 4th of this year, and he faces life in prison.
Allie, this is the father of an adopted teenager. It's just such a terrible story, this young woman home on spring break.
You feel heartbroken for her family. They were in the courtroom. And one thing to note is most of her family testified in this trial, which meant they couldn't sit inside and listen to the testimony from the detectives and from those people that were part of the case because they were also part of the case. So when the verdict came down, they were all in the courtroom. And the emotion on their faces is something I'll never forget. The mom just cried. The sister was crying. And I talked to AJ Hatzell's mom's ex-husband, and he said, you know, this is just something that we've been waiting for. We're actually just still a little in shock, but this is a sense of closure for them.
Allie Weatherton, reporter at 13 News Now, thank you so much for joining us and talking to us about this case.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Daily Crime, a podcast from Vault Studios. Be sure to check out our other podcasts, including Bardstown, The Officer's Wife, and our weekly show, True Crime Chronicles. For Vault Studios, I'm Will Johnson.